These days, it seems everyone knows someone who has been touched by cancer, and startup founders are no exception. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with the founder of a startup focused on the human impact of cancer. And that starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. We cover startups of all kinds. And this week we have another one, but it's a little bit out of our usual lane. It's part biotech, it's part user community, and it focuses on people recently diagnosed with cancer.
She feels something a little bit farther down around my chest area, and she's like, well, maybe we should get some tests done. Mm. And that feeling is just so, you know, surreal, and you're feeling like panic and chaos, but you're like, okay, it's fine, it's probably still fine. I got some tests done, and within 24 hours, I got a phone call.
OneDavid.com came into existence for the oldest of reasons. Nothing like it really existed yet. It's a market opportunity. The startup's goal is to provide real-world, relatable, non-jargon context about what a cancer diagnosis means, not just for the patient, but also those around them. Full disclosure, I worked with this founder years ago when we were in different roles. Okay, here we go.
Stephanie Truong, and I'm the CEO and founder of OneDavid.
Yeah, I was checking out OneDavid.com this morning. We're going to talk about that. Just a wonderful opening page, I have to say, because it's immediately kind of calming. But Steph, full disclosure, you and I did work together back in the day a little bit before you got sick, right?
We did. We did at NBC Bay Area. Feels like a little bit ago, but it was a good time.
It was a good time. But I guess we should start at the beginning and tell me a little bit about your story. I know that your cancer kind of collided with a major life event of a different sort at the same time.
In December of 2016, I was still in TV news and 2 months away from getting married, about to leave for a trip to Morocco with my then fiance, and I wasn't feeling so great. My face and neck and jaw area had been swollen for a week and a half. I thought, oh, it's just probably something going off my body. It's fine. Until there was a Monday when I woke up and I had this cough that came from a very strange place. And I finally realized, you know what, time to go to the doctor. And so I did. And honestly, Jason, it just set off something I never, you know, expected. Clearly nobody ever does. But doctor first is saying, oh, it's fine. You know, it's probably nothing, slight infection. I told her, Dr. Google, I know I'm not supposed to check with Dr. Google, but it says I might have cancer. She's like, no, and she's laughing it off. And so at the end of the appointment, she's feeling around and then her whole demeanor changes. She feels something a little bit farther down around my chest area. And she's like, well, maybe we should get some tests done. Mm. And that feeling is just so, you know, surreal. And you're feeling like panic and chaos, but you're like, okay, it's fine. It's probably still fine. I got some tests done. And within 24 hours, I got a phone call. And the phone call was from that doctor I just met the day before. And she said, Stephanie, I'm so sorry, but you have cancer. And so, you know, it was just a whirlwind. And that's really what OneDavid's born out of, because in that moment, you know, my sister was with me, my now husband was with me, and we all cried. You know, we didn't know what lymphoma was. Sure. She said it was aggressive. And she had actually called us back a few minutes later and said, you might want to go to the emergency room. And we're like,
wow.
do we go to the emergency room? And she's kind of like, it's up to you. But you think about in that moment, you just hear the C word. You're thinking, I have no idea what's coming up next in my life. Someone you just met before, health professional and expert, is telling you it's aggressive. You should go to the emergency room, but maybe not. It's up to you. And we went online. Well, my husband and my sister did. And everything that came back was medical jargon, statistics,
right,
numbers, and everything made us feel more overwhelmed and anxious, you know, as opposed to giving us any sort of answer. So to sum it up, honestly, Jason, the only bit of humanity we got in that first part of the diagnosis was when my husband's childhood friend, he is now a doctor at UCSF, He's not an oncologist. He's actually in infectious diseases and research, but he was in our living room an hour later, and he was there to tell us, hey, yes, you should probably go to the emergency department, get yourself in the queue. Oncology appointments take forever. Oh, hey, you know what? I'm a doctor. It was after hours. He said, I'll go get your scan images from this other, you know, medical center, and I'll bring them over to UCSF. And he also warned us that, you know, about things like you might see a lot of people at the hospital and be very overwhelmed. Don't worry about it. It's a teaching institution. You know, it was the only bit of human touch that we got in that whole time. And his name's David. Therefore,
One David.
Yeah, exactly. So name the company One David, because I want to democratize the access to the sort of human touch for all people, for all cancer patients and caregivers.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to get into the weeds on that. But let's just get a quick update from you on your cancer diagnosis and where you are right now.
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and as an aggressive cancer, which is good, and in terms of treatment. So I underwent about 700 hours of chemo. It was pretty aggressive the first half of last year of 2017, and I am in remission. I have to wait for the 2-year mark after my treatment to really feel good, because that's what they're waiting for. Mm-hmm. Most relapses happen in those first 2 years, but you know what? I'm feeling really good. So that's where I am right now.
That's fantastic. Great news to hear. And a good tailwind to take us into OneDavid.com. What is your mission statement for OneDavid.com?
You know, the mission is to give cancer patients and caregivers a sense of calm and control with human answers instead of all those medical jargon pages and statistics that you find everywhere. You know, what I do is I marry my journalism background with my real cancer experience. And I know what people go through, and I know that diagnosis touches more than just the patient. It is every person, family and friend around that person who's impacted by the cancer. And so instead of going online and finding, you know, a bunch of definitions, what you find are FAQ type answers and visuals like timelines to see, okay, so someone who had my cancer, who went through the treatment I'm about to go through, this is what his or her life looked like for the next 6 months to a year. Mm. And no patient tracks exactly the same, but you get an idea of what your life will be like. And that honestly is not anywhere online right now. So very simple things, but it's authentic.
Yes.
Quality content that's up there, you know?
It's sincere, it's credible, it's direct, it's comforting. I imagine when you're hearing these really hard words and you're trying to find yourself and you're just looking for a handhold someplace, right? And this is why I like OneDavid.com so much. And I'll tell you, when you call it up, OneDavid.com, right there, a cancer diagnosis is tough, but you are not alone. And that immediately calms somebody down. I mean, it's just a well-designed site. It's very elegant. It's very calming. It's almost like a yoga in a way. And it's easy to nav. I'm really proud of you, Stephanie, for this, because I know this was not your original background, but you've been able to launch something here that I think is going to have a long tail and affect a lot of people.
I hope so, Jason. And I promise you, I'm not going to stop until it becomes, you know, a trusted sort of household name for people, because it's just not there for folks. There are a lot of, you know, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of great sites out there and a lot of nonprofits. But when you go to those stories, it's not geared towards the cancer patient and the caregiver. You know, those stories are geared towards letting people understand what that organization does and fundraising, you know, and that's important for research and for other things. But, you know, Jason, thank you for saying what you're saying, because yes, the goal is to give that calm and control to people, just a little bit of sense of, you know what, it's not going to be easy, but you're not alone, and it's going to be all right.
Stephanie, only have a couple more minutes because of my format, but I cover startups all over the place, as you know, but I've never covered one kind of like this.
Yes.
How has this been to get stood up, and what's your next steps?
You think about the audience, right? It's not just any sort of audience. The people who are looking for this sort of content are people who are really looking. They're looking to read and spend a lot of time on the website. Mm-hmm. SEO, obviously, is a big part of it. My husband started a company himself about a decade ago in this arena, and so he's been really helpful as an advisor in terms of how to really get this going. You know, so we've got SEO specialists who've helped us out. And then I think there are natural partnerships, you know, waiting to happen. But quite frankly, I have the luxury right now of being able to spend all time on this without worrying about how to pay myself. So the whole goal is just to get that quality, authentic content on there. I have an intern right now, but we're growing pretty quickly, so I'll be looking to hire people to help me grow the content pretty soon.
Stephanie, yeah. Let's check back in with you later this year, and thank you for your time. Congratulations on your diagnosis, and all the best. I hope we can see each other in person soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
That was Stephanie Truong. She's the founder of OneDavid.com, and her cancer is in remission. Steph spun up the cancer website to plug a gap in what was available. One David steers clear of the medical analysis of other sites and focuses on the human impact of cancer and how to deal with it. For a link to her site and all of our sourcing, please go to KGORadio.com. There's a show notes article there that has all of the links for this week. Coming up after the break, we look at the heavy-duty fine the European Union dropped on Google recently. $5 billion here, $5 billion there. That can really add up.
Beyond just the fine, I think people have really focused on the fine against Google. But the really interesting thing is what changes Google is going to have to make in Europe to satisfy the authorities there.
That's next, so please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.